Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 6. وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحِ فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَنْ يَكْبَرُوا وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. And test the orphans until when they reach marriage. Then if you are familiar, the sobriety from them. So disperse, that is to pay out their wealth to them. And you do not eat excessively with hurriedness, quickly, that they are older or grown up. And whosoever is rich, then he should refrain. And whosoever is poor, then he should eat with acknowledgement, recognition. So when you disperse or pay out their wealth to them, then take a witness over them, and Allah is sufficient in taking account. So Al-Baqarah 2, Ayah 221. وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنْ وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ عَجَبَتْكُمْ وَلَا تُنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا وَلَعَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ أُولَئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيُبَيِّنُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And you do not marry women who associates, I've written down in bracket, or mushrik with Allah, until they believe. Until they believe. A believing slave woman is better than a woman who associates with Allah. And even if she amazes you, and you do not let your woman marry who associates with Allah until they believe. And a believing servant is better than one who associates with Allah, even he amazes you. They invite you towards the fire, and Allah invites you towards the garden and forgiveness with His permission. And He clarifies His ayahs, signs for the people so that they remember. An-Nur 24 and Ayah 3. Az-zani la yankihu illa zaniyatan aw mushrika. وَالزَّانِيَةُ لَا يَنْكِحُهَا إِلَّا زَانٍ أَوْ مُشْرِكٍ وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The fornicator does not marry except a fornicatress or a woman who associates. And the fornicators do not marry except a fornicator or a man who associates. That has been or is being unlawful, forbidden over the believers. Now, in Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 22, وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And you do not marry from women to whom your fathers, ancestors married, except without doubt what is past, bygone. Surely it is an obscenity and hateful and a bad, evil way. So Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 23. حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ وَخَالَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخِي وَبَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمْ اللَّاتِي أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعِ وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. It is being unlawful, forbidden on you in marriage are your mothers and your daughters and your sisters and your father, sisters, paternal aunts, and your mother, sisters that are maternal aunts, and your brother's daughters, nieces, and your sister's daughters, nieces, and your mothers who breastfed you, and your sisters from the breastfeed, and your women, wives, mothers, mother-in-laws, and your those stepdaughters in your laps, custody from your wives, whom you have entered with them. So if you have not entered with them, then there is no offense on you to marry the stepdaughters. And your sons' lawful wives from your loins, backbones, and unlawful in marriages that you join combined between two sisters, except without doubt what is past, bygone. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. And in continuation, Surah Nisa 4:24, وَالْمُحْسَنَاتُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكُمْ أَنْ تَبْتَغُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ مُحْسِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ فما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة إن الله كان عليما حكيما. And fortified women are unlawful to you. Fortified means that they have surrounded and strengthened with defense against any form of attack, physical, sexual, and emotional. Surah Mumtahina 60 and Ayah 10. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu idha jaakumul mu'minat muhajirat famtahinuhunna Allahu a'lamu bi imanihinna fa'in alimtumuhunna mu'minat fala tarji'uhunna ila al-kuffar لا هن حل لهم ولا هم يحلون لهن وآتوهم ما أنفقوا ولا جناح عليكم أن تنكحوهن إذا آتيتمهن أجورهن ولا تمسكوا بعصم الكوافر واسألوا ما أنفقتم وليسألوا ما أنفقوا ذلكم حكم الله يحكم بينكم وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. O you believe, when migrating believing women come to you, then examine them, their belief. Allah knows more than with their belief. So if you come to know they are believing women, then do not return them to the rejectors. They are not lawful wives for them, nor they are lawful husbands for them. To the migrating believing women, and you give them what they have spent, and there is no offense on you that you marry them when you have given them their wages. And you do not hold fast to the rejected woman with ties bound, and you ask what you have spent on them. They should ask what they have spent. That is the governance of Allah. He governs between you, and Allah is knowledgeable, wise. Allah has written over you and lawful permitted to you for you what is behind those relations. That you desire them with the wealth, with your wealth. To be of those 45, marry them. If you look in the Arabic, وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكُمْ أَن تَبْتَغُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ مُحْسِنِينَ غير مسافحين, that you desire with them with your wealth to be of those who fortify, marry them, other than those who whore commit prostitution. Then with it, with your money, whatever enjoyment you seek from them, from those wives, legal wives, so give them their ordained wages. And these ordained wages is, you know, and there is no offense on you in what you agreed together with it after the ordained wages. So surely Allah is knowledgeable, wise. So now we come to Surah Nisa 425. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ وَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ مُحْصَنَاتٍ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحَاتٍ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانٍ فَإِذَا أُحْسِنَّ فَإِنْ أَتَيْنَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ فَعَلَيْهِنَّ نِصْفُ مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسَنَاتِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ الْعَنَتَ مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْ تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And from you who did not have the capability in a long duration of life to marry a fortified, married, believing woman, then you marry young believing girls from what your right possesses. And Allah knows more with your belief. Some of you are from some. Then marry them with the permission of their family and give them their wages with acknowledgement, recognition to those women who are fortifying, other than those to whore commit prostitution. And they are not to be of those who take confidants, intimate friends. So when they are being fortified, then when they come with obscenity, the punishment is half on them to whatever is over the fortified married woman. That is for those who fear hardship from you, and that you may have patience, it is better for you. And Allah is forgiving, merciful. Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 15. وَاللَّاتِي يَاتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ فَاسْتَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةً مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ فِي الْبُيُوتِ حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُنَّ الْمَوْتُ أَوْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا. And those from your women who comes with obscenity, then seek four witnesses from you on them. Then if they bear witness, so detain, hold them in the houses until death is complete on them, or Allah makes or set a way of guidance for them. Surah Al-Imran 3 and 135. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And those when they commit obscenity or oppress their souls, then they remember Allah. Then they see forgiveness of their guilt sins. And who can forgive guilt sins except Allah? And they do not persist over what they did, and they know it. Surah An-Nur 24 and Ayah 33. وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لا يجدون نكاحا حتى يغنيهم الله من فضله والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا وآتوهم من مال الله الذي آتاكم ولا تكرهوا فتياتكم على البغاء إن أردنا تحصنا لتبتغوا عرض الحياة الدنيا ومن يكرهن فإن الله من بعد إكراههن غفور رحيم. And those who do not find marriage should be chaste, that is not to involve in unlawful sexual relationship until Allah enriches them from His bounty and from those whom your right possesses who seeks the book. So write, that is the marriage contract, to them if you find any betterment in them, and give them from the wealth of Allah that He gave you. And you do not compel your young girls who are in your possession to commit a wrong act or prostitution if they intend to be fortified, and that you seek the wealth width of this worldly life, and whosoever compels these young girls to commit wrong act or prostitution, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful after their having been compelled to commit wrong act or prostitution. And the contract in the Quran is written in Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 282. يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَاكْتُبُوهُ وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونَا رَجُلَيْنِ فَرَجُلٌ وَامْرَأَتَانِ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ أَنْ تَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرْ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى. O you believe, when you attain or reach a judgment among each other with a judgment towards a fixed period of time, then write it down and take two witnesses from your men. Then if there are no two men, then take one man and two women from the witnesses whom you are pleased. And if one of the two women stays, then other remains her. Surah Azab 33 and Ayah 50. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna ahlalna laka azwajaka allati ataita ujurahunna وَمَا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُكَ مِمَّا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ وَبَنَاتِ عَمِّكَ وَبَنَاتِ عَمَّاتِكَ وَبَنَاتِ خَالِكَ وَبَنَاتِ خَالَاتِكَ اللَّاتِي هَاجَرْنَ مَعَكَ وَامْرَأَةً مُؤْمِنَةً إِنْ وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِلنَّبِيِّ إِنْ أَرَادَ النَّبِيُّ أَنْ يَسْتَنْكِحَهَا خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا فَرَضْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِي أَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَيْكَ حَرَجْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. O you who is a prophet, surely we have made lawful for you your pairs to those whom you gave their wages, and made lawful what your right possesses from what Allah has bestowed on you, and the daughters of your fathers, that is paternal uncle, and the daughters of your father's sisters, your paternal aunts, and the daughters of your mother's brothers, maternal uncle, and the daughters of your mother's sisters, that is maternal aunts, those who migrated in belief with you, and a believing wife, woman, if she granted her soul, self, psyche for the Prophet, and if the Prophet intends to seek marriage with her. This is exclusively for you beside other believers. If she granted her soul to the Prophet, that doesn't mean she is asking for marriage. So granted her soul self for the Prophet, and if the Prophet intends to seek marriage with her, this is exclusively for you besides other believers. Without doubt, we know what we have ordained over them in their wives' pairs, in what their right possesses. So there is no difficulty over you, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. Meaning that the believers know this. So now Surah Al-Ma'idah 5 and Ayah 5. Al-Yawma uhilla lakum at-tayyibat wa ta'amu alladhina utul kitab hillu lakum wa ta'amukum hillu lahum wal-mu'sanatu min al-mu'minat wal-mu'sanatu min alladhina utul kitab min qablikum إِذَا آتَيْتُمُهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ مُحْسِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذِي أَخْدَانَ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. the day the goodness are being lawful for you, and the food is lawful for you of those who are given the book, and your food is lawful for them, and lawful are from the fortified married believing woman, and from the fortified married woman to whom who were given the book from before you. To be of those who fortify, marry them, other than those who commit prostitution. And you don't become of those who whore commit prostitution. And you do not be of those who take confidence. And whosoever rejects with belief, then definitely his work is failed, wasted, and he will be from the lost one in the last. Surah Nur 24 and Ayah 32. Wa ankihu al ayama minkum min ibadikum wa imaikum. إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقْرَاءَ يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And marry the widowers from you, and those who correct from your men and men servants and your slave women. If they are poor, Allah will enrich them from His bounty, and Allah is spacious, knowledgeable. Surah Al-Baqarah 2:234. وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَعَشْرًا فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And those from you who die, complete the soul self-psyche, they leave behind pairs, wives, they will wait with their soul self-psyche for 4 months and 10 days. So when they reach their term, there is no offense over you in what you do in their soul, self-psyche, with the acknowledgement, recognition. And Allah is well acquainted with what you do. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا عَرَضْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ خِدْبَةِ النِّسَاءِ أَوْ أَكْنَنْتُمْ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ سَتَذْكُرُونَهُنَّ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُوَاعِدُوهُنَّ سِرًّا إِلَّا أَن تَقُولُوا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And there is no offense on you from the engagement of women in what you displayed, propose with it over, or you conceal, hide in your souls, self-psyche. Allah knows that you seek their remembrance, but you do not promise them secretly except that you say a saying of acknowledgement, recognition. وَلَا تَعْزِمُوا أُقْدَةَ النِّكَاحِ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلَهُ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. And you do not decide the knot of the marriage until the book reaches its term, that is 4 months and 10 days. And you know that Allah knows what your soul sells. So be cautious of Him and know that surely Allah is forgiving, tolerant. Surah Nisa 4:127. وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يتلى عليكم في الكتاب في يتامى النساء اللاتي لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن وترغبون ان تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من البلدان وان تقوموا لليتامى بالقسط وما تفعلوا من خير فان الله كان به عليما. And they seek your legal advice in women. Say, Allah gives you a legal advice in them. And whatever is recited over you in the book concerning the orphan woman, you do not give what has been written for them. And you desire to marry them. And you do not give to those who are weak from the children. And that you take a stand for the orphan woman with justice, and what you do from the betterment, then surely Allah is knowledgeable with it. Surah Nisa 4:3. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَى وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا. And if you are fearful that you cannot do justice in the orphans, so marry from women who seems good to you, twos and threes and fours. Then if you're fearful that you cannot be equitable, then marry one. Or what your right possesses, that would be lowlier, that you do not support. But in the Surah Nisa 4, Ayah 129, وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And you do not have the capability, ability to be equitable between women. Even if you are eager or desirable, so you do not bending totally, then you leave her as suspended. And if you amend, correct, and take guard, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. So now, this is also Surah Nisa 4 and 4. وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ النِّحْلَةَ فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيًا مَرِيًّا. And give the woman their charities as a gift, present. So for you, if they are good about anything from it, to the soul, self, psyche, so eat wholesome, pleasurably tasty. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu liyasta'dhinkum alladhina malakat aymanukum walladhina lam yablughu alhuluma minkum thalatha marrat min qabli salati alfajr wa hina tad'una thiyabakum min adh-dhahira wa min ba'di salati al-isha thalathu awratin lakum laysa 'alaykum wala 'alayhim junahum ba'dahunna. طوافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم. O you who believe, those whom your right possesses, and those from you who have not reached puberty, that is sexual maturity, ask permission from you 3 times before Fajr dawn prayer, and in the afternoon when you place or take off your clothes, garments. And after the Aisha prayer, night prayer, 3 times of pudendum, genital sexual relation for you. Apart from these timings, there is no offense on you or on them that you move about to one another without taking permission. Likewise, Allah clarifies ayah signs for you, and Allah is knowing wise. Surah 24 and Ayah 60. Now Allah says, وَالْقَوَائِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أَنْ يَدَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ غَيْرَ مُتَبَرَّجَاتٍ بِزِينَةٍ وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْنَ خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ وَاللَّهُ السَّمِيعُ عَلِيمٌ. And the foundations from women are such that men, husbands, do not hold marriage, sexual intercourse, so there is no offense on them, that they take off their garments at the 3 times of pudendum, general sexual relation, other than though they are decorative women with adornment, and they remain chaste, refraining, that is better for them, and Allah is listening, knowledgeable. Ali Imran 3:14, it gives us point, women are the love of sensual desire for women. Then second, Allah says, marry the woman who seems good to you. Then it says, this, your woman will cultivate land for you. So come to your cultivated land how you will, and advance good deeds for your soul. Now how you will. In Al-Baqarah 220, then come to them from where Allah has ordered you. Surah Al-Qasas 20, I will read it, then we'll discuss. Al-Qasas 28 and Ayah 22. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ قَالَ عَسَى رَبِّي أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَى السَّبِيلِ. And when his Moses' attention was in front of Midian, he said, maybe my Lord will guide me towards an even way. Walamma warada ma'a Madyana wajada alayhi umma minan nasi yasqoon wa wajada min dunihim ru'ataini tadudan qala ma khatbukuma qala ta'ala nasqi hatta yusdir ar-riya' wa abuna shaykhun kabeer. And when he arrived to watering drinking place of Madian, he he found at it a nation from the people who were watering, drinking. And apart from them, he found two women keeping off. He said, what is your matter concern? They said, we do not water or drink until the shepherds drive off or proceed. Our father is big old man. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. So he watered and gave drink for both of them. Then he turned away towards the shade. Then he said, my Lord, surely for what I am poor, needy, you have revealed towards me from betterment. فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءِ قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. فَلَمَّا جَاءُوا وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصَ قَالَ لَا تَخَفْ نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. So now one of the girl came back to Musa Islam when he was in the shade. She was overshadowed. She said, surely my father invites you that he rewards your wage of what you watered, gave us drink for us. So when he came to him, he related the narration over him. The narration, he said, you do not fear, you have been saved from the people who are oppressors. قَالَتْ اِحْدَاهُمَا يَا بَتِسْتَ أَجِرْهُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِسْتَ أَجَرْتَ قَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. One of them said, oh my father, hire him. Surely you hire who is better, strong and trustworthy. قَالَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُنْكِحَكَ إِحْدَى نَتَيَّ هَاتَيْنِ أَلَنْ تَأْجُرَنِي ثَمَانِيَ حِجَجٍ فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. The father said, surely I intend to marry from one of my these daughters, two daughters with you, on that you will be hired to me for 8 pilgrimages. Then if you complete 10, then it is on you. And I do not intend to make hardship on you. If Allah will, you will soon find me from those who correct themselves. قَالَ ذَلِكَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ أَيَّمَ الْأَجَلَيْنِ قَضَيْتُ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ عَلَيَّ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ. He, Moses, said that it is between me and you whichever of the two terms I completed, so there will be no enmity on me, and Allah is an advocate over that we say. You see, in Azab 33 and Ayah, again Surah 33 and Ayah verses of 33, I will read this ayah, this she is referring to another ayah where Allah is talking about decoration. It is about the decoration when women are allowed to decorate and when they are not allowed. This is apparently looks like a contradiction. It says Surah Azab 33 and Ayah 33, وَقَنَّ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرَّجُ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنكُمُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. And keep a link in your houses, and you do not decorate. You do not decorate yourselves as you decorated previously in ignorance. And establish salah, prayer, and give zakah, justification, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Surely Allah wants to take away the dirt from you, people of the house, and to purify you as purified one. Now, this ayah, Surah Mu'minun 23, 5, 6, 7, I read again. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنْهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Meaning, and those men who preserve their gaps, private parts, except over their wives or those who are in their right hand, right position, then surely they are other than those who are blamed. This is Surah Nisa 4:6. Waqtul yatama hatta idha balagun nikah fa'in anastum minum rushta fadfa'u ilayhim amwalahum wa la ta'kuluha israfa wa bidaran an yakbaru. And touch the orphans. First, let's take this, women. After the age of puberty, maturity, fully grown up, developed in body and mind, until when reach the marriage age, and you are familiar with the sobriety from them, so disperse to pay out their wealth to them. And you do not eat excessively and with hurriedness quickly that they are older grown up. Coming to the next ayah 4, Nisa 25. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْسِنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Now this fatayatikum al-mu'minat is young girls. And from you who did not have the capability and long duration life to marry a fortified believing woman, that come to migrate, then you marry young girls, believing girls, from what you write to their sister.